You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto the next edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question about treadmills and speed limits of treadmills. We've got Lindsay Parry with us once again. Lindsay, nice to touch base. Question from Wes. Wes says, I see that my interval training has me running at speeds higher than 10 miles per hour or 16 kilometers per hour, which in general I'm okay with, but my treadmill is limited to 10 miles per hour. Other than buying a new faster treadmill, which I'm not totally opposed to, should I just run the max of 10 miles per hour for those intervals? What's the way around it, not buying a new treadmill? And then obviously we all like new gear, let's go and buy a new treadmill.
Yeah, so look, it's one of the fundamentals for me of a treadmill. 16K or 10 miles an hour is generally the lower end of the market. Then you get treadmills that go around 18K an hour. I wouldn't spend money on a treadmill that's less than 20K an hour. Not because of my running ability, but because then I know I'm never really going to push the treadmill near its maximum. So then I'm comfortable that my treadmill's never going to go to max. Makes me feel much safer that springs aren't going to start popping out the side of the treadmill. And then obviously if you're an elite athlete, you probably need to invest in a treadmill that goes 25K an hour. And those are generally extremely expensive. So yeah, I would personally probably go out and buy a new toy. There's also so many improvements in the treadmill market now that you can get Bluetooth devices that can plug straight into things like Zwift, and you know that just opens up a whole new virtual space of being able to run in. But with this treadmill, what are the things that you can do? Well, the first is you can jack up the gradient. So you don't want to be doing all your training as hill work. So, you know, if you're getting to the point where you're regularly jacking up past 2%, then I wouldn't do that. You're going to put way too much pressure through your glutes, particularly your glute tendon, hamstring tendon and Achilles tendon. But it is an option in kind of short-term training to do that sometimes so that you can get the intensity to where it's supposed to be on those shorter intervals. You can lengthen the intervals slightly so that it just makes them a little bit more taxing, but that is ultimately always going to change a little bit what you are setting out to do, but not enough that you're ruining your training program. So yeah, slight lengthening of intervals or increasing the number of intervals slightly. Again, I wouldn't, you know, let's say you're following a plan that says you need to do 10 by 400 and it needs you to be going 11 miles an hour. So it's marginally outside of the zone. You would maybe do 12, maximum 13, but you don't suddenly want to be doing double what was the volume recommended. So as soon as you get to a point where you feel like you need to be doing more than 50%, then you definitely need to get a treadmill or start exploring what safe options there are to train outside your house, finding a track that's available or a quiet road if that is something that is possible.
Fast runner problems, these are. I'm sitting listening to this going, all I hear you saying is blah, 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 blah. I don't understand. 10 miles an hour? I hope that made sense to other people, but to me it was just way over my head. If you're in the same boat as me, the next podcast will be a lot more relevant, I'm sure. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.